You are listening to Words from the Servants, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website, or access it on iTunes or any other podcasting apps.
Exodus chapter 2, verse 23 to chapter 3, verse 20. This section focuses primarily on the call of Moses at the burning bush. It also includes narration of certain events related to Moses' return from Midian to Egypt. At the burning bush, God reveals himself to Moses, his promises and his purposes to Moses, and also demonstrates his power both through and for Moses. The call of Moses marks the beginning of the role that he will fill as the one who will mediate between the Lord and his people. And it is recorded in detail here, in part to remind Israel that following the Lord necessitates faithfulness to the covenant which we reveal through Moses in the succeeding chapters later in the book. God reveals himself as the God of your father and makes it clear that Moses' identity is framed primarily by his being an offspring of Abraham and thus belonging to the people to whom God has pledged himself by covenant. God tells Moses of his intimate knowledge of Israel's affliction and indicates his covenant promises and identification with them by referring to the Hebrew slaves as my people, which is also what the Lord will instruct Moses to say before Pharaoh. The Lord says to Moses, I will be with you, indicating that his presence with Moses is essential to the call. God also promises that the very place where they are speaking will become a confirming sign to Moses when he brings the people out and they serve God on this mountain. God also reveals his name to be I Am. This also signifies the ever-presence of God with Moses and his people. And the might or strength of God's hand is the means by which he will bring Israel out of Egypt. This image for God's power working in the world to save his people recurs throughout the narrative of the plagues and the Exodus. God hears the groaning of his people Israel. They groaned because of their slavery and cried out for help, and their cry for rescue came up to God, and God heard their groaning, and God remembered his covenant with Abraham, with Isaac, and with Jacob. We are reminded that we have a covenant-keeping God. He is the Lord who is powerful and faithful to his promises. As we journey in the Lent, and as we are reminded of the realities and the challenges of life, let us not hold back in crying out to the Lord, that he may hear our cry.
This podcast was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men, that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, visit us on servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes.